With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. After 6 years as head of Unifor Local 444, Dave Cassidy says he's retiring. He says being president of the local has been a profound honor. He announced he will not run for re-election yesterday on social media. Local 444 represents 20,000 active and retired members in 31 workplaces. The federal government is being asked to apologize to Black Canadians for our history of slavery. Windsor West MP Brian Massey submitted a petition calling for a formal apology in the House of Commons. The petition was initiated by Elise Harding Davis, the first Black female curator of the Amherstburg Freedom Museum. 176 countries are represented in Ottawa this week for the fourth round of talks to create a global treaty to eliminate plastic waste. The Canadian Press says they hope to finalize a deal by the end of the year to eliminate it in 2 decades. Growing concerns about its impact on human health are leading the push. However, companies that make plastic argue alternatives are more expensive and require more energy. A Sarnia facility that makes chemicals has shut down after elevated levels of benzene were found in a nearby First Nation band office. The workers there have been working from home since last Tuesday. On Thursday, the company was ordered to come up with a written plan to address it. The shutdown is for maintenance and it's temporary. Jurors have found a Vaughan man not guilty of all charges in the death of a Toronto police officer who was run over in a parking garage almost 3 years ago. Amir says he feared for his family when two plainclothes officers banged on his car. The CBC says the vehicle was then blocked in by a police van. Zamir thought he was being ambushed by criminals. Even though the U.S. has finally approved $61 billion in military aid to Ukraine, questions remain if it'll be enough. The Globe and Mail says U.S. President Joe Biden has been pushing for it for 6 months. Without it, he warned Ukraine could lose the war against Russia by the end of the year. And you can tell excitement is building ahead of the NFL draft in downtown Detroit when hotel rooms on this side of the border are selling out. Windsor City Councilor Ronaldo Agostino says there's not many left.
Anytime Detroit does something special, we have the opportunity, because of our proximity and because of our partnership, to jump on board with them and support them. So I encourage everyone, visit the draft in downtown Detroit. It's going to be incredible.
On Saturday, there's 2 free events in downtown Windsor. The Windsor Express beat Montreal 122-114. In the NBA, Boston, the Clippers, Milwaukee, and Oklahoma City won their round one game ones, and a 6-3 loss for the Jays to the Padres, while the Tigers beat the Twins 6-1. Sunshine, windy today with a high of 19 on the way. We'll get more clouds overnight. Still windy, down to 9. Showers tomorrow and windy. We'll get up to 16. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.